Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm right here, New York. Let's get into it. A little three-hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Can't wait to talk to you. I mean, what a day for the Met fan. What a terrible day for the Yankee fan. What a day for the football fans in town. I know a lot of you are ready for some football as the Giants open up camp and the Jets open up camp. And we have meaningless stats and things that happened in padless practice to talk about. And, hey, I will talk about it with you. We'll look around Major League Baseball. We'll look around the wide world of sports. We'll kill this 3 hours, and then I'll get up out of the way. 7 p.m., we'll do the five-hour KM to AM tomorrow. Let's start with the Mets. Obviously, they played earlier today at 1:10. I jokingly say, what a day for the Met fan, but what a glorious day for the Met fan. Like, it's still going. It actually, like, it's getting capped off by this next hour, probably a Yankees tears, but let's start with the Mets because I know there's going to be a ton of Yankee fans calling and complaining and mad, and you should be. You should be, but what a day for the Met fan. The Met fan is in the building, Citi Field, answering the call. Steve Cohen said, hey, I expect you guys to show up. Look how expensive Juan Soto is. Buy tickets, and they have, and they have. And that's a good feeling for the fan base, that's a good feeling for the team and a good feeling for the front office. The Mets go out there and they bring out the brooms. They sweep the Angels today. The Mets go out there in a day game, and last night I told you, a quick turnaround, day game after night game, that's all it will take for Lindor to break out of his slump. What a day for the Met fan. Lindor comes out of it today. I think he was 0-31. And Lindor comes out there today and ends up going 2-for-4 with two ribbies. And now he's off the schneid, and he had some good stuff to say post-game about the fans supporting him, as you just heard. He said, you know, when you're good, you're good. When you suck, you suck. He admits it, and that was the worst stretch of his career, but he came out of that. What else? Brandon Nimmo gets the scoring started with a homer in his 500th game in Citi Field. Homegrown guy, been around for some time. Pete Alonso, another homegrown guy. The polar bear, Paid Pete. You knew he was going to figure it out at some point. He has a three-run bomb, two hits today as he creeps closer to the all-time record for home runs in a Met uniform. What a day for the Mets fans as they're putting out the numbers, and as it's another day where you look at Citi Field and there's over 41,000 fans out there. And yeah, Yankee fans are used to that. But Met fans aren't used to this. They have a team that's good. They have a fan base that's engaged, and they have a home field advantage that is large in part due to what the Mets fans do in that building. It doesn't matter if it's a 1 o'clock game on a Wednesday. It doesn't matter if it's a, you know, David Wright weekend bobblehead giveaway, whatever it is. The fans are showing up. They're coming out to Flushing to support this team, and the team feels it, and they know it, and people are talking about it. I think it's cool. I think it's something that you can't just shake off. I think it's something that needs to be talked about. The fans have answered the call. When it's the other way around, like in the playoffs in 2022, when they said the fans abandoned the ballpark, that was a conversation. Why isn't this a conversation now? Of course it is. It is. It's a, you know, it's a big time conversation. So congrats to the Mets fans showing up, filling up the ballpark, winning. Sean Manaea, as he now makes his third start, he's getting stretched out more. You get 5 innings out of Sean Manaea, 2 hits, 1 run, 5 Ks. Sean Manaea goes out there, throws 82 pitches. Brazoban clean. Jose Buteau, you know, just coming back, not great, but all is well that ends well with Brooks Raley and Edwin Diaz. And even the ump was on your side. Ump had a flight to catch. Even the home plate ump was like, hey, I got you guys back. Enjoy the off day, happy flight before you go out west and have to face the San Francisco Giants and the Padres. And, you know, the Mets fans were thanked by Citi Field and Mets management, and they said, hey, see you in August. I'm going to pull up the numbers in a second, but like, I'm pretty sure this was record-setting. I'm pretty sure this was, you know, like as far as consecutive games, this might be the most the Mets have done in their attendance in Citi Field ever. So like, that's historic, and that's a sign of the times, and like, that's like, I'm not even trolling or joking. Like, there, you know, there are angles that you could take to like poke fun at this, but I honestly think that is a sign of the rebrand. That is a sign of the Make It Happen Mets winning games, the Mets front office making it happen, making that place an attraction, making that a place that is fun to be at as well as fun to play at. And the Mets, they are, I don't know, 4-0 since Pablo Sanchez pulled up, 3-0 since Elmo put on the City Connect uniform. The Mets now have a home run celebration sandal. I don't know exactly when it popped up, but now they're celebrating home runs with this like beachy looking Giancletta. I don't know, man. Hey, like whatever they do over there, whatever gimmicks, whatever things, whatever mojo they need to get going, it is working. Can't knock the hustle. I'm not hating on it. I'm just observing and saying what a day for the Met fan. 888-808-1019. Mets fans, chime in. Tell me how you feel. And, you know, the day continued for you. It's a great day for the Met fan because the Mets are back in first place. Just a couple minutes ago, the Boston Red Sox, in 11 innings, defeated the Phillies. So now the Met fan is going to sleep tonight like that Homer Simpson meme, just comfy. Back in first place, going on the road. You got your guys back. You had a homestand where you sold the place out, consecutive sold-out games, and then you got to watch the Yankees tonight throw up all over themselves, lose the game, lose the series, lose the season series, and be 4 games out of first place, where a lot of Yankee fans are thinking, oh, we can kiss the division goodbye. I can't even say it because that's not true. I see a lot of Yankee fans saying, oh, well, that's it. That's a wrap. That's not how it works. The Blue Jays own the tiebreaker, but they still have a lot of their own business to handle. The Yankees have their own business to handle, and they haven't handled business. You know, let's start with Max Fried. Max Fried started this game off perfecto. And George Springer, the Yankee killer, obviously he cracked that. And then, you know, Max Fried will tell you he wasn't good tonight. He wasn't as sharp as he needed to be tonight. And, you know, it's the long rest and the blister. And I know a lot of people were speculating about the blood on his hand from the blister, but he himself came out in the postgame and said, no, the blood on his pinky was from a cut. It was the result of throwing his curve, not the blister. It happens, nothing to worry about. They asked Boone. Boone also said, nothing to worry about. I'm like, I don't know, man. KD Sharp reports Max Fried has allowed 3-plus runs in 4 out of 4 games in July. He had only allowed 3 runs in 3 of the 17 games from March to June. So it is kind of tailed off. A guy that we were looking at as an all-star didn't pitch in the all-star game. A guy that we were talking about as Cy Young. Tarek Skubal is going to win the Cy Young. Max Fried now is not as sharp. And that's what you had hoped, right? I was talking about last night how every time the Yankees have a win like they had last night, it's game of the year, game of the year. Rally the troops again. Up and down and up and down. Ride the roller coaster. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all, but can they do it twice? With Max Fried on the mound, your best arm, can you go out there and handle business and get it done? They could not. They could not. Did they battle early? Yeah. An observation from the game early on, I was like, the Yankees only score via homer. Go back to last night. It was a Jazz three-run bomb, a belly bomb, and then Ben Rice home run to win it. And then same thing tonight. Embrace the Martian. Jason Dominguez breaks out of his like 0 for 18 slump. Jason Dominguez sends one to the stands off Chris Bassitt, and the Yankees strike first, so you're feeling good about that. Like, okay, they've come to play. This is the rubber match, not losing the season series tonight, right? I think last night I told you the Yankees have to rip off 5 wins in a row. Well, that's off the table now. You know, there's a lot of conversation about the Yankees' defense, and we'll get there. But, you know, Max Fried walked too many guys, and the Yankees just, even with the lineup, right, when the lineup comes out, you just question certain decisions. J.C. Ascara pitching, I think I heard Tiki call out earlier, like Ascara's probably catching because Max Fried is pitching, and, you know, Ben Rice isn't going to catch him, and I don't know. It seems like anything they do, it works against them. Ben Rice at first base, obviously, you know, just started really playing the position a year or two ago. He had some mistakes. Jason Dominguez, as much as the homer was great to see, him in left field, it's an adventure. It's been an adventure from spring training to now. At the wrong time, these things just pop up on you and remind you. I mean, Boone after the game says, I think we have a really good defensive team. Yeah, but you have guys playing out of position. You have guys that are barely major leaguers. Ascara was out of the league. The story has completely worn off from him being a substitute teacher, Uber driver, whatever. He's barely a major leaguer. Peraza's another one, barely a major leaguer. I mean, the Yankees, for a little while there, had the same amount of hits as they had errors. 888-808-1019. You know, Joe's McFly posted this, and just to bring it back to the surface, and I was saying this a couple weeks ago, what pains you as a fan is like this year was supposed to be different. The whole philosophy change was supposed to be that they were tightening up the screws on this thing. That after a whole offseason of them being mocked, that they weren't going to let that happen again. So, you know, Joe's brought it up from last year. From the article, I think Joel Sherman wrote, what the Dodgers told their players in scouting meetings was the Yankees were talent over fundamentals. That if you run the bases with purpose and aggression, the Yankees will self-inflict harm. And that's what they're still doing. Toronto was scoring off of errors. The Yankees were scoring off of homers, and it was a back and forth game. The Yankees gifted them base runners with walks and then gifted them runs throwing the ball around. And I know there were some close plays. There were some tight plays. And you know the Yankees aren't winning a challenge in the Rogers Center. But, man, on a day where you wanted them to play a clean game, not give up anything, not, you know, give them extra outs, give them runs, it's still the same. You can blame the turf up there. But all in all, it's just the Toronto Blue Jays, their style of play, right? Styles make fights. Their style of play versus these Yankees and how they play, they're going to win that every time. And in these 3 series, they've already won 10 games. So I don't know what to tell you, folks. With Max Fried on the mound, that's the best pitcher you got going. They decided to pitch to Judge. You get a Judge homer. You get a Volpe homer. Yeah, you guys can't blame Volpe tonight. Volpe can't be the whipping boy tonight. Bunch of other guys made mistakes. Bunch of other guys made errors. Max Fried had one. Max Fried is great at fielding his position, but You know, Jazz made one, trying to do a little bit too much. Ben Rice had two. Dominguez in the outfield. I don't know, man. It's just not a good product that they put out there. This is the New York Yankees, right? They're supposed to be this mecca of baseball, defending American League champions, trying to be World Series champions this year, hell-bent on winning. Aaron Boone's going on podcast talking about how they're obsessed with winning and how much they pour into it and all this other stuff. And then when you see them play like that, it's like the math ain't math, and I'm not seeing it. And what do? You know, they have an off day tomorrow. What, are they supposed to show up early on Friday and practice and put in extra work? I guess, they should do that. But, yeah, we'll talk all around it tonight. Disappointing loss. Former Met Chris Bassett holds it down. What a day for the Met fan. So many little things popping up that the Met fan can smile about. The Yankee fan, though, is now thinking there's no way we can beat this team, right? We'll play them in September, but by then, who knows? We're not going to win the division. Now you're starting to think about the wild card. And this upcoming schedule doesn't get any easier. You have the Phillies, you have Tampa at home, and then you go on the road and face the Marlins and the Rangers, and they're not laying down either. And as we approach this trade deadline, Eugenio Suarez doesn't fix this, doesn't help this. He's got 12 errors on the season. He might have made another error tonight. I'm off that. I mean, another home run hitter on this team? Nah. They need pitching. They need pitching as they flash that bullpen budget. You knew Loaisiga was coming back out after only throwing 8 pitches yesterday. Like, they have no choice. They don't have anybody else. They have no choice. And Loaisiga survived, but then here comes Scott Efros. Like, Scott Efros, we acquired at the trade deadline in 2022. He's made a handful of appearances over these last 3 years. And yeah, it's just not good enough, man. It's disappointing. We'll talk about it. Yankees lose. Toronto takes the series, the season series. And we're kind of just looking around at each other like, do you believe this is a World Series caliber team? Do you believe this is a team that can be fixed with a couple moves at the deadline? Another starter, a third baseman, a couple relievers? I don't know. I think it's bigger than that. You know, and I know, it's a mentality type of thing. It's a messaging thing. I mean, Boone gets thrown out of this game. And early in the game, Manny Gonzalez, I actually like, you know, it goes a long way when you see an umpire be accountable and tap his chest and say, my bad, I made a mistake. They don't do that because they all have a God complex. They don't do that because they think they're holier than now. They're above the game, right? They don't ever admit fault. But, yeah, that guy was no good. Some borderline calls that cost Freed, that cost Peraza, that cost Volpe. He throws Matt Blake out. And Aaron Boone goes out there to see who he threw out. Aaron Boone goes to get his money's worth. And you kind of hope right there that that can spark a rally. Nah, it was the opposite. After that, it was belt to ass. After that, it was like the Yankees completely folded. I turned the game off and drove over here. I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's wraps. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, Luis Gil is on the way back. Trade deadline's coming. But it's hard to have faith in this Yankees team, the direction they're heading in. The messaging from the manager and like their sense of urgency. They, like I told you guys weeks ago, they seem soft, right? They remind me of like, you know, the, like in high school when you play teams and it's like the, you know, the private school team or the preppy team or the rich school team of kids that they're just so entitled. And then when they get on the field with a scrappier team, a hungrier team that's got players like a Miles Straw who's running hard, a George Springer whose hair is on fire, Vladdy who's like, you know, like they can't play with these teams, right? Once they get in between those lines that just want it a little bit more than them, that are scrappier than them, that are going to fight, scratch, and claw for everything because they're entitled. They think that they can roll out, you know, they could just roll out of bed, walk out there and win. That they can just hit home runs, right? Like the scouting report says, the Yankees are talent over fundamentals. That they just have Aaron Judge. They just have the Martian. They have Jazz Chisholm. They have Cody Bellinger. We don't have any luck, bro. Like the Rogers Center roof was open and the ball goes up in the air and Cody Bellinger loses it in the lights. I'm not mad at Cody Bellinger. I'm just like, how does that happen? How does that happen? So, yeah, that game sucked. We'll talk about it. Mets fans call me up, but I know Mets fans don't call my show. So Yankee fans call me up. and we'll talk through it. And then at some point tonight, we'll get to the NFL stuff. You got to just kind of move on from it, flush it, and hope for the best. But, yeah, Hope Week ended a while ago. It's hard to have hope when you just see this team consistently throw the ball around the infield, not tighten up. They just seem like, you know, the ball gets hit, and they don't know how to react, and simple fundamentals go out of the window, and they just gift runs and gift outs, and it's hard to win games like that. Literally, that is all baseball is. Like, the team that makes less mistakes is going to win. And you can hit the ball out of the ballpark and still lose. And if you don't have the bullpen and you don't have the fundamentals, those little basic baseball things, then you're taking L's. You know, Toronto has had the Yankees number and they're feeling good about themselves, and the Yankees have their work cut out for them. Like, if you think that was rough or going to Canada was rough, like, this homestand, they better turn it on. They better figure something out, because the Phillies are coming in here, Tampa's coming in here, and the dog days are coming as well. 888-808-1019. We can talk all around the Yankees, individual players, things from this game. I have so much in my notes that I'm just scrolling through. I'll try to bring some little things to the forefront here, but can't wait to talk to you. Can't wait to take your calls. We just got to kind of have this therapy session, flush it, get over it, and move on into the off day and hope for better days ahead when the Yankees come back home to the Bronx. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night and we'll keep it pushing. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights in the big city. You know we got a bunch of big shots for career homer number 248. It's the Polar Bear, Paid Pete. Pete Alonso gets big shot of the night as he creeps closer to 253. He gets off the schneid today, going 2-for-4 with a 3-run bomb. And the Mets win. And that was the difference in the game. The Mets win 6-3. And Pete smacked that one, took a good stare at it. And yeah, now we wait. Now we wait. The countdown is on. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't do it on the road. Hopefully he does it next month. All right. Let's get to the Yankees tears, as it's such a good day to be a Met fan. You know, there's days like this. There's days like this. You know, coming off a sweep, getting back in first place, Citi Field rocking, you know, the Yankees being the Yankees, very much still on brand. But yeah, I said I was looking for the numbers. The Mets put out this homestand. We welcomed over 250,000 Mets fans, even though it was probably some of the same fans. Like, it was probably some doubles. But yeah, they put on the big screen. Thank you, Mets fans. More than 250,000 fans made Citi Field rock this homestand. Thanks to the best fans in the world, we can't wait to see you in August. Let's go, Mets. And I saw Paige McConnell from Fish throughout the first pitch. So, I mean, the Mets got mascots. They got giveaways. They got the right people throwing out the first pitch. They got a sandal to celebrate home runs now. All is well that ends well. All right, now let's get to the negativity. Negative Keithy and the New York Yankees. It sucks. It sucks because, you know, I just was in a Yankee Twitter space. And Yankee fans are mad at Judge for, you know, yucking it up with Vladdy at first base. And I'm like, bro, these guys are worth, you know, $40 million a year to play baseball. They were just with each other in the All-Star game a week ago. Like, they're not mad about anything. Judge is not mad. You're mad because, you know, you're a Yankee fan and you want so badly for them to win all the time and be better than they are. And we just kind of got to face facts, man. The roster isn't put together the right way. There's too many guys playing out of position. There's too many guys for not enough positions. They got to change the lineup every single day. And they're soft. And I don't mind calling them soft. I've been calling them soft. What I mean by soft is, like, when the going gets tough, they fold. They got a glass jaw. Like, tighten up the defense with the game on the line, with the series on the line, the season series on the line. Like, all these guys got to do is hit the ball in the infield and run hard. And you pee-pee down your leg. And we just sit in our living rooms like, wow, really? Really, like, just is that simple for the Toronto Blue Jays to score runs? And it's so much harder for the Yankees to score runs. Like I said, I'm watching the games like the Yankees can only score off the long ball. The Blue Jays are scoring off of errors. They're scoring off of second chance opportunities, giving them outs, walking guys. And that's the series, man. That is the series. 11 errors in 7 games. You're not going to win that one. You're not going to beat anybody like that. All right, here we go. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
I am mad and I am angry. And I'll tell you why I'm mad and angry. We were playing the Toronto Blue Jays, the team ahead of us. Why wasn't Austin Wells playing? Why wasn't Paul Goldschmidt playing? They both had... Wells played the last 2 days. Can he not play 3 games in a row? Is he hurt? And Paul Goldschmidt, I understand the concept. He wanted to get Ben Rice's bat in the lineup. Well, the problem is, this is not the New York Yankees. This is the bad news Yankees, who can't field and can't throw. So you need Goldschmidt's glove for this infield. So why wasn't he playing?
Matchups. You know, that's what they do. They play the matchups. And I guess they rewarded Ben Rice, too, for his heroics last night. But, yeah, Ben Rice, his numbers against right-handed pitching, he gets the nod over Goldie. And not for nothing, Goldie did in the one game that he played in this series. He struck out 3 times and he had some struggles picking the ball at first base. Not justifying it. Like, I don't know. Just having the conversation.
Can we forget about matchup? Can we see what's going on in the field and make intelligent decisions and not have the guys in the pinstripe suits on the
because Boone said we have a good defensive team. He expects Ben Rice to make those plays. We all expect them to make those plays until they don't, and we're reminded, oh, yeah, like they're not fundamentally sound. They look like little leaguers at times. They throw the balls around the infield. They can't catch the ball. Like, it's odd. The ball gets hit, and it bounces off their gloves. They get the ball in their hands, and they don't know what to do with it, where to throw it. They can't make solid throws. I don't know.
If I was Hal, I would say to Brian, I give Brian Cashman a call tonight and say, so I'm paying almost $300 million for this team? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's a lot of money spent for so many holes and janky like Dominguez in left field. We've gotten over it, but Dominguez is not, especially out there in Rogers Center. He's not the guy you want in left field. In the infield, Ben Rice at first base. He's a catcher turned first baseman in the last couple years. He struggled with that turf and scooping the ball and fielding the ball in this series. And J.C. Ascara is barely a major league player.
It's a nice story, but
he was out of baseball. Like, this is the New York Yankees. He was out of baseball. You got to have a better roster than this. And like you said, Austin Wells can't play. I don't know. They always have scheduled rest, and they always have these ideas about what they're doing. And I think, wasn't Austin Wells 0-for-4? I don't know. I can't justify it. He was 0-for-4 last night, so maybe they felt like he needed to sit down. He's batting .216.
But it's crazy. One last comment. You're a media member.
Kind of.
You're an inside Yankee media member.
Yeah, kind of.
Explain to me what's happening. You have Ricky Ricardo, Yankee broadcaster, say that the Yankees, the Suarez deal, is on the table. Then you have Jack Curry, another Yankee insider who's respected, says, no, they're not really interested in Suarez. You have Michael Kay say today, well, there are whispers that really the Yankees don't really want Suarez. What the heck's going on?
It's funny. Thanks for the call, Bruce. I'm trying to think how I can say it. This morning I was on Blue Jays Talk Plus Live, which I guess they air in Toronto, and Susan Waldman was watching. So she texted me, good spot, and then she called me, and we had a little chat about things with the Yankees and, you know, what was going on. And she actually cleared up for me that it wasn't Ricky Ricardo who put that out there about the five prospects and, you know, this deal is on the table. It doesn't include George Lombard and Spencer. What she told me was that came from Pete Caldera. But Ricky was on a Spanish speaking podcast where, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm retweeting it right now, retweeting this since we're talking about it on air. Yo no hablo español, pequeño, poco, poquito. So like, I guess some things got lost in translation, but from this guy's post, he said, I see people misquoting and not saying what really happened. Here's the exact moment with English captions where Ricky Ricardo, Yankee Spanish radio voice, said Pete Caldera told him in English, blah, 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 that this thing, either way, doesn't matter. What do we all say as Yankee fans? If Jack Curry's saying something on the Yes Network, that is the gospel. That is fact. That is what is going on. So when Jack Curry comes out last night and says that there isn't any contact, or like the Yankees aren't in on Eugenio Suarez, and just go off of that. So I think there's just a lot of, I don't know, speculation going on because we are days away from the trade deadline. But hand up, I have already said I don't think Eugenio Suarez is the answer for this team. He strikes out a ton. He has a bunch of errors. So if you guys are frustrated with these guys who can only score if they hit the ball in the air and into the seats, If you guys are frustrated with these guys who throw the ball around the diamond, who can't catch the ball, then, you know, get ready for 2 months of that and potentially giving away some of your top arms. Now, they're not going to do that. They can fix third base. They can find some other guys, even like Jalen Beeks and Merrill Kelly. Like, come on, like not for nothing. Jalen Beeks and Merrill Kelly don't really move the needle either as a starting pitcher, as a relief pitcher. I think that's just, it's speculation, and it's Yankees for clicks, I always say. It's easy to say, oh, well, this makes sense for the Yankees. The Yankees have, but there's no truth to it. So if Jack Curry is coming out there saying, no dice, this isn't a thing, the Yankees haven't had contact with them, then that's the truth. And that's what we got to go off of until something else. You know, he said yesterday, Jack Curry said, I know the Yankees have not had substantive conversations with the Diamondbacks going forward, and we'll see if that does occur. Like, it's not a thing yet, so I don't know. But I honestly don't think that the Yankees are in on him. And I think there was some other report that came out today that the Yankees are not in on Suarez, and I don't think they should be. I think today was another example of why, like, you don't add another defender to this team with, you know, 12 errors, and don't add another bat to this lineup that is feast or famine as far as feasting on home runs, famine and striking out if it's not a ball hit out of the park. Let's go to Mike in Yonkers on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, Keith?
You know, holding it down.
That's what's up, bro. Long time, first time ever. I got 30 years listening to the fan, and I've never called, but I am so pissed off at the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to make the call tonight, brother.
Yeah, it sucks, bro. Like, there's nothing really else to say about it. But go on. This is your first call. Have at it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, brother. The Yankees need to do something. Like, we can't just keep doing the same thing that never works. We need to do something. And we need to stop looking at all these home run hitters. Like, let's get people just like Toronto has. Let's get people who put the bat on the ball, people who field the ball in their position on defense. We can't just keep running it back, only looking for power hitters. We have enough power hitters. We got Judge. We got Stanton. Like, we got Bellinger. We got enough home run hitters. Look at Toronto. They have people who just slap the ball all over the field. That's what we need.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, the team is what the team is, you know, so, like, you might be able to add one, but, like, for the most part, the team is home run hitters, guys that can elevate the ball, get the ball in the air, and that wins you some games. It definitely wins in the postseason, but you do have to have some variance. You do have to have some guys that can get on in front of those guys. That's what I think they need to find in a third baseman. I don't know exactly who it is, but I just don't think that they can fix these issues with one trade deadline. That's why, you know, earlier in the week, I'm like, I'm not trading Spencer Jones for this team. I'm not trading Spencer Jones. There's nobody on the market that can really fix this team. I think it's so much deeper than rap.
Like, so you think they should be sellers?
I don't think they should be sellers. I think that they're obviously going to go for it. It's Aaron Judge, and, you know, they're going to tell you, you're not going to waste a year Aaron Judge. But, like, how much do you need to see to understand that, like, this is part of their DNA. This is who they are.
What's the point of just staying straight? Like,
because they're going to hope week, and they're going to hope that they can get into the crapshoot postseason.
I'm not asking you what they're going to do. If you were running the team right now, what would you do?
I'm getting relievers first. I'm revamping the bullpen.
So you would go for it?
Yeah, you have to go for it. But, like, also, if I'm running the team, yeah, I am having them show up. Everybody Friday, I know it sucks. We're taking it back to the fundamentals, high school baseball. We're drilling you guys. We're going to get the coaches out there.
Off day tomorrow.
You can't do that. These are, like, these guys are flying tonight from Toronto back to
the
United States.
They just had the whole last week off.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're millionaire ball players. That's another thing. It goes back to, like, fans being mad about Judge.
And half the guys in the starting lineup had the day off tonight, so.
Yeah, but you can't make these guys. They need the off day, really. But I would have them show up Friday early and say, hey, we're going to field. We're going to hit you guys ground balls. We're going to practice throwing. We're put some pressure on you because it sucks
time and time again. I swear I'm watching the game and I'm like, it's like death by a thousand cuts. It's like these guys, they just like, you give an inch and the Toronto Blue Jays are about to take a mile and it's inevitable. But you know what? I don't know. I guess I'm seeing something different. Here's Aaron Boone in the post game talking about, like, you know, actually we do have a good defensive team now.
Yeah, just not good enough. And, you know, look, I think we have a very good defensive club, but clearly in the seven games we've played up here, you know, not giving them extra outs, whether it's through air or not making a play that we need to make, you know, that's cost us in these two series up here where we really hurt. So we've got to obviously tighten it up. Confident we will. We'll continue to work at it. We have good defenders here, but tonight was obviously a rough night for us.
I must have been watching a different game.
Did you add Susan in there, or did she say that right after?
She did say that.
That's what I'm saying.
She said that. I added it, though, yes.
Oh, my God, bro. That's what I'm saying. We're all getting tired of it.
But she did say that in reference, so that's not out of context. She said it in reference to that exact quote.
I guess we're watching. You can't say that we have a very good, I think we have a very good defensive team after a night like that. You can't say that. But that's what Boone is programmed to do.
I must have been watching a different game.
Yeah, because that game sucked. That game was unfortunate. That game just was a letdown. Like plays that were left on the table. So when he says they're going to work on it, how are you going to work on it? That would have been my next question. What do you plan to do to work on it, Boone? Like, this is lip service. This is putting lipstick on a pig. Like, to work on it, like, have these guys come in and drill these things on Friday. Still probably won't work because I just think it's like I said, I read that scouting report from last year. You could change the players and it's still the same. Verdugo isn't on this team anymore. Rizzo's not on this team anymore. Glaber's not on this team anymore. Still the same thing. So you know what ultimately people have come around to? It's the manager. It's Aaron Boone. These are Aaron Boone's Yankees. This is the laissez-faire country club. Everything's fine. And that's why I liken them to, like, you know, the entitled rich kids that pull up and just think, yo, we've got fancier cleats than you, gloves than you, bats than you. We're going to beat you. And then you get on the field with a grittier, grimier team that wants it more than you. And they're going to fight and scratch and claw for everything. And you can't beat that team.
Boone was asked what it was like to what they can do to get better at it.
And what did he say? You have that audio?
Defense about work, putting the work in. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
And that's what we'll continue to do. That's what we do. We have good defenders. It's not like we're searching for, you look around our field, we've got really good defenders. So, but it's also something that, you know, defense is a game of under control and calm. So last thing I want us to do is get tight and stuff like that and play to not make a mistake. Can't do that.
You have the league leader in errors at shortstop. You were playing Jazz out of position at third for I don't know how long. Had DJ at second, who was not good. I know you've moved on from that, but then Ben Rice at first base. He's not a true first baseman. He's a young guy that has, you know, picked it up in the last couple of years. JC Ascara is a fringe major leaguer. And he's not it. You have a kid in left field that was always a center fielder. That is still on skates and in an adventure out there in left field, depending on the dimensions of the ballpark where he's playing. I don't see it. Putting in the work, okay. Well, like, I don't know. I don't see it, man. I don't know.
It looked to me like everyone is trying too hard and playing. That's not the word. It is trying not to make a mistake. That's different.
Yeah, and a double down on that, what it is like they get tense in these big moments because they know it's a big game. They know it's like, and they fold every time. Soft.
Like, it's so funny that to hear the contrast, everything he says and then Susan right after just goes the right opposite.
Susan's going to keep it a bean.
Yeah, she was great.
I had an off-the-record conversation with Susan this morning. It's, you know, most of it is, it doesn't matter. Susan is great. Susan's not going to sugarcoat it for you. She's seen too much baseball, you know. And I always say I'm not baseball savant. I'm not a baseball coach, but come on. Just use your eyes. These guys make these mistakes over and over and over again. There should be a higher standard of excellence for Yankee baseball. They should demand more. But you know what? It's allowed. Guys make mistakes, and they're allowed to stay on the game. stay in the game, stay on the field. They don't get benched. They don't get yelled at. There's no repercussions for going out there, throwing the ball around, running into outs. So it's allowed, and it's going to continue, and it's just a part of their DNA and who they are. And I'm not going to be surprised by it. I'm never surprised by it. Let's go to Molly in Lakewood on the Fan next. What's up, Molly?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I have seen the true face of the New York Yankees, and it is ugly as sin. I can't. This reminds me just a little meltdown we had last year in the World Series. And this one's going to be like the whole season unless they make some serious changes.
And
I don't even know.
And they're not going to because they are...
The Yankees!
They, in their mind, they're good. In their mind, that it's just baseball. This too shall pass. We're going to put the work in. We have really good defenders. Whatever you guys are thinking at home, we don't care what you guys think at home. We're the Yankees.
Yeah, and they need to. They have to go hard. They have to cut some of these guys. Lolo's got to go. He's not. And Peraza and Vivas both have averages way below the Mendoza line. Like, it's ridiculous. They're not even major leaguers. It's like Verdugo last year. It's automatic out. Black hole.
Yeah, but they like those guys. There's so much of that, too. Like, you know, Judge loved Verdugo. Judge wanted Verdugo here. So even though Verdugo sucked,
it's painful.
Like, yeah, we got to keep this guy there. And Peraza's their own. Peraza wouldn't make it on, I don't know, 20 other Major League Baseball teams. Definitely not anybody in contention, but they're going to keep him out there. They're going to keep him out there because he's theirs.
Estara, Vivas, and Peraza, like, the bottom, I'm just like, I turn off the radio. I can't anymore. I know it's just going to be pop out, fly out, strike out.
Right. What do brutal. They bring to the table? If they're not plus defenders, no. They're zeros at the plate.
And it's really, at this point, I'm really overlooking Peraza's defense potential because his numbers are just atrocious.
He shouldn't be on the team. They were going to cut him coming out of spring training. He has no trade value. If this is a team that is actually serious about going to the World Series or getting back to that World Series, sounds like it sounds preposterous even coming out of my mouth to talk about this team like a World Series team. They're not. If this team is serious about, you know, making a run to the postseason and getting lucky, man, help your own luck. Tighten it up.
Yeah.
Make the move now.
One more question. This drove me bonkers. Either seventh or eighth inning, they had an opportunity to put Goldschmidt in to pinch hit important, and instead he put in Vivas. Why would he put in Vivas? He's going to switch Vivas anyway. He's going to put in Vivas anyway. At least get Goldschmidt out there. You want to have a chance. It's an important series. He's throwing and he's punting it. What is he doing?
Yeah, I think Boone was already might have been
he
tossed.
Was.
So at that point, like, the game was over, and I'm trying to go back into my notes in the box score and recall. I think I had already turned the game off and started to head this way. Yeah, because Bo Bichette homered, and by then it didn't even matter. They were cooked. They knew they were cooked, so it didn't matter about trying to rally. There was no rallying.
Thanks. Not much comfort, but hopefully something will happen by the deadline.
Enjoy the off day. You know, fingers crossed that they, you know, pick it up at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Thanks for the call, Molly. That's the thing, too. Like, it's not going to get any easier for them. And then when you have your own home crowd, at least they turned it on, like, last homestand before the All-Star break, and they gave us some great moments and energy. Like, but the crowd will turn on you. Like, these Yankee fans are tight right now. Enough is enough. Like, when you watch the game at home and the ball is hit, and I don't know, 90% of the time you just figure it's an out. And when it's not, it's just it's deflating. And it's like, these guys, that's what they consistently do. That's what they consistently do. And it doesn't matter. They took turns tonight. It wasn't Volpe tonight. It was Ben Rice tonight. It was Peraza tonight. It was Max Fried at one point, Jason Dominguez, Jazz. And it's like, okay, don't tell me that you have a good defensive team and you have good defenders collectively. You guys find a way to screw it up. You find a way to give them outs. You find a way to gift wrap them runs. And they're laughing at you because they know you're going to do that. They're laughing at you because they don't have to hit the ball out of the ballpark. They don't even have to have that many extra base hits.
I kept talking about it with Babari. When the Yankees would score a couple runs, it was the innings were still 6-7 minute innings. The Blue Jays, when they would score, it was these long 14, 15, sometimes even 20 minute innings where there's just grinding
out
at
bats.
Yeah.
and putting the ball in play and running hard. And
they're laughing. You see Springer laughing
every
time.
They are laughing. Yeah, because they gotcha. We're going to grind you out. Death by a thousand cuts. We know who we're playing against. We know the scouting report. We know exactly, like, our game is your kryptonite. We know that our style of play, you can't beat us. How many home runs can you hit? Like, you can take Chris Bassitt deep a few times, and he's still going to be in the game longer than your starting pitcher. So, let's take another call here before we go to the next break. And should we break here now? Yeah, we should break here now. We're already close to midnight. All right, 888-808-1019. We'll turn the page. It's going to be July 24th when we come back. I'll say good morning on the other side. We'll still get these Yankee fan calls in, but I'm going to start sprinkling some stuff from the Giants camp, from the Jets, from the NFL, and from the rest of baseball, because I know it's always doom and gloom for us Yankee fans, but like there are some other teams that have sputtered out, that have been swept, that have struggled a little bit, and there's still so much season left. There actually is. I know, you know, we're over 100 games, but what I'm saying is we don't know exactly what's going to happen. So, yeah, disappointing how the Yankees handled the Blue Jays with an opportunity to try to gain some ground on them, whatever, but there's still so much ahead to kind of write the story for the rest of this season with the deadline, with this homestand, and with other teams around us not being so hot like the Dodgers or the Tigers. You know, we'll talk about it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.